This afternoon we've had a briefing on TBL from Councillor Adam McVeigh, the council leader, who's here with me now. Adam, TBL, I know it's a very big project and a very big passion of yours, but what, just to be really clear in what you're actually saying, you've already put in your proposals to the Scottish Government about a tourist tax for Edinburgh, and now what you're wanting the councillors to approve at the next council meeting is that you move forward with this. But of course you can't move forward without Scottish Government legislation, so you're in a bit of a catch-22.
There's a lot of plates to spin, but we're spinning them fine. We have put in a submission to the Scottish Government that's been an evidence base that we've collected from our consultation and other engagement that we've had in the city in crafting what the mechanisms and what a transient visitor levy in Edinburgh could look like. What we'll bring to council next week is our, what looks like basically Edinburgh's final plan. So some of the exemptions that we would expect to see in a plan, some of the mechanisms and discount rates, for example, of businesses as they convert to this, and working towards a more robust way of having a more rounded policy. So
okay, and so just to be clear about that too then, you're recommending a £2 a night rate with a cap on 7 nights, so anybody coming to stay in a hotel or a B&B would only pay £14 during their stay.
Exactly, yeah.
But from that you expect to get something approaching 14.6 million. What would you spend that on, and how do you regulate that?
So I think crucially we've set up a governance system, or we've proposed a governance system which has got a lot of support through the consultation, bringing stakeholders together to look at the priorities of sustaining the tourist economy's success in Edinburgh. So I would very much see the industry being part of that, residential groups being part of that.
So everybody would sit around a table and decide what you'd spend that money on.
Essentially, they would make a recommendation. So key stakeholders would sit around, identify key priorities, whether they be in infrastructure, whether they be on city marketing or city dressing, whether they be on public art, whether they be on a whole range of other things, to make sure that the underlying success of the tourist economy in particular isn't undermined. But bear in mind, it could be undermined by residents' experience becoming detrimented as much as anything else. So I think a collection like that, making recommendations to the council and the council then deciding to ratify or not those proposals, it is the best model to make sure we've got democratic oversight and also stakeholder engagement.
So the council has the final say on where the money goes.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's important. And the people of Edinburgh elect councillors to make these kind of decisions. It's important that democracy flows through this process, but it's also important that we hear directly from the industry as to what are the key actions and priorities that could best support them in making this city a continued success.
And one final really short question. What's the word from Holyrood? Are you going to get this through? Is Edinburgh going to be a test site? How is it going to, very briefly?
I'm hoping we are. There's definitely support for this policy in Parliament, and there's definitely support for the concept of discretionary taxation in Parliament. I'm hoping the budget that Derek Mackay passes through the Scottish Government includes a transient visitor levy, and I'm encouraging other parties that support that policy to work with the Scottish Government in delivering that aim.
So we'll have to watch the Holyrood TV on the 31st of January to see what happens there.
We'll just have to.
Thank you very much for
Thank
your time.
You.
You can read the full-length version of this story and, of course, all our other stories online at www.theedinburghreporter.co.uk.